From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters say they are withdrawing to their bases east of the Euphrates River after Turkey's military and allied fighters lost a cross-border offensive in the town of Jarablus. VOA's Carla Babb reports.
Turkish and Syrian fighters, backed by U.S. airstrikes, are pushing out pockets of Islamic State resistance from the Syrian border town of Jarablus. But the fighting has put two of those U.S. partners at odds. Turkey says the goal of the surprise attack is to repel both Islamic State fighters and Kurdish forces who pursued them north after ousting them from nearby areas. Turkey has blamed Islamic State for brutal attacks on its people, including the attack on Istanbul's airport that killed dozens earlier this year. But Turkey also has been attacked for decades by the Kurdish terror group known as the PKK, which was most recently blamed for an attack on a convoy that wounded three Turkish troops Thursday. The U.S. separates Syrian Kurdish rebels and the PKK, a distinction Turkey has not made. Carla Babb, VOA News, the Pentagon.
Somali security forces say they have ended a deadly siege of a beachfront restaurant in the capital. At least seven people were killed in an attack along with two assailants. The attack started Thursday night when a car bomb went off near the Bonadir Beach restaurant, followed by a gun battle. Al-Shabaab militants quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. They attacked a neighboring hotel in January, killing more than 20. Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Shabaab is waging a campaign of terrorism to try to overthrow the Somali government. Police, security officials, and tourist spots are their most frequent targets. This is VOA News. U.S. military says that American Navy ships sailing in the Persian Gulf were forced to fire warning shots after being harassed by Iranian vessels in increasingly close encounters. In one incident, the patrol ship fired three warning shots into the water in the direction of an Iranian boat that was approaching another American ship head-on. Jamil Jaffer is a law and security scholar at George Mason University School of Law. He tells VOA these are dangerous situations.
This is not the first time the Iranians have engaged in these types of activities. Back in July, this had happened. Back in January, and in fact, in December of last year, they actually fired unguided rockets within about 1,500 yards of the USS Harry Truman, the aircraft carrier. So, a series of activities by the Iranians raising tensions in this part of the Gulf.
Iran semi-official Tasnim News Agency quoted General Hossein Degman as saying, "If any foreign vessel enters our waters, we warn them, and if it's an invasion, we confront them." He added that Iranian boats patrol to monitor traffic and foreign vessels in its territorial waters. A senior executive of one of South Korea's largest businesses has been found dead just hours before he was scheduled to be questioned by prosecutors about allegations of corruption in the Lotte Group, a family-run conglomerate. Lee Won was 69. He was vice chairman of the company, highest-ranking executive outside the founding family. His body was discovered near Seoul today, South Korean media reporting the death was a suicide. In U.S. politics, for more than a week, Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump has been calling Democratic Party presidential nominee Hillary Clinton a racist and a bigot, accusing her of looking at African-American communities only for votes while ignoring joblessness and crime. Trump spoke late Thursday in the state of New Hampshire.
She supports policies on crime that make communities less safe, and that make it harder to raise your children in security and in peace.
Speaking in Nevada, Clinton said Trump had been talking about black neighborhoods in insulting and ignorant terms and using only negative language.
He says he wants to make America great again, but more and more it seems as though his real message seems to be make America hate again.
A new Quinnipiac University survey gives Clinton a 51-41% head-to-head lead over Trump. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.